Message number 543. Virgin Mary, there is a wonderful future ahead for all of God's children. Saturday, September 8, 2012 at 03:30 p.m. My child, let all of God's children sit down quietly and allow His light to shine through their souls. It is important to put time aside in perfect silence in order to ponder on the love of God and the plan of my Son to save humanity. There is a wonderful future ahead for all of God's children, and this new era of peace will be welcomed by all those fortunate enough to enter the gates. Until that day comes, every effort will be made by the evil one to cause disruption and hatred in the world. He and his demons are creating division amongst God's children. They encourage murder, abortion, hatred, violence, persecution, and war in every part of the world. They will not rest until they ensnare every weak soul who succumbs to the temptation they place before such souls to sin against the Lord God, God the Most High. So many souls have allowed themselves to be taken unawares into their dark prison, from which there is little escape once there. Once the evil one wins over a soul, he does not stop until he completely infests the poor soul. Sin therefore is to be avoided, for no sin is of little consequence. All it takes is one temptation and the soul becomes weak and defenseless. Pray, pray, pray against the war that is being waged by the evil one against God's children. When someone sins against you, even though you are an innocent victim, you must not allow yourself to be forced to retaliate through sin, for this is what the evil one wants. He pits one soul against another in the hope that hatred will fester between the two. Be on your guard every day and never forget the protection that my Holy Rosary offers against Satan. I encourage all souls, all religions, to recite my Holy Rosary every day. When you do this, the evil one will avoid you and leave you, for he cannot withstand the pain he endures when my rosary is recited, especially when said aloud. Go in peace. Remember, I am the mother of all humanity. I am the mother of salvation. My protection must be sought out by God's children. By asking for my help and prayers, many graces will be accorded to you. Mother of God, Mother of Salvation.